Hello everyone, this is Nathan Butler of Chrono Radio, bringing you the second lost episode of Digital Llama Radio. This episode was recorded way back at the end of August 2002, during Dragon Con. Original Llama Chris Handel had traveled all the way down from Cedar Rapids, Iowa for the convention, making part of the trip with fellow fan filmmaker John Hudgens. That night, I caught up with our two visitors and fan filmmaker Tony Colucci for dinner at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. It was the night that John's Jedi Hunter hit the Force.net fan films. In an era when Sins of the Jedi was looking towards September, and the possibility of Chris moving to Orlando and the subsequent end of the original Llama Quartet wasn't even hinted at on the horizon. When that move came, this episode was nearly lost, pushed to the back burner until the question arose as to whether or not it was too out of date to complete. As a fan, I couldn't let Digital Llama Radio lose this last great hurrah of Chris on location. And as a friend, I couldn't let his hard work go to waste simply because he found a path to follow down which he had to go alone, but of which all of us who care for our fan filmmaking brother are very proud. So for Chris, and for the fans of Digital Llama Radio, I happily bring you Digital Llama Radio, live from Dragon Con.
The following takes place between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. Events occur in real time.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Christopher Handel coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia, Dragon Con, sitting here right now in the Hyatt Regency Hotel, right next to the Marriott, one of the two hotels where this is all taking place. 25,000 people are here estimated, I'm told, and I have seen pretty much everything. I've met my first stormtroopers. Everything has been great. Actually met somebody that recognized me, and that was really freaky. But anyways, getting down to the subject, we have a bit of a fan film convention going on right here in the restaurant. With me today is Nathan Butler, Tony Colucci, and John Hudgens, all of various fan film fame. Everyone introduce yourself. Nathan, why don't you start us off?
Hi, I'm Nathan Butler, wrote Prelude to Hope, working with Chris on Second Strike, showed up on Digital Llama. Good to see you. There's no Justin, no Abe, but no Steve, and that's fine with me.
We are all the fifth Llama.
Yes. Go for it, Tony.
I am Tony Colucci. I am the director of Sins of the Jedi, which is soon to be released, hopefully in September.
I'm John Hudgens. I'm the producer and writer behind, among other things, Crazy Watto, Darth Vader Second Hotline, and the premiering, as of tomorrow night, as we're recording this, The Jedi Hunter.
Crikey!
That's a feisty one. Hopefully you've all seen it by the time you listen to this.
Yes. Download it now. TheForest.net, Fanfilms.com. Well, this will probably be coming out either Tuesday or Wednesday at my editing pace 3 months from now.
Yeah, something like
but,
that.
So it'll be downloadable by then. But anyways.
It is up now.
Yeah. But I had to bring my mini disc recorder with me.
If you're listening to this right now, I want the technology you've got.
Or you're feeling, you're paying the bill.
So the 18 different intelligence agencies listening in, he's kidding.
Oh, come on, we love Dubya.
Sorry. I can't tell you when, I can't tell you how, but something terrible is going to happen. Thanks, John.
Go about your business. There's nothing to say here. At some point, Chris will be editing this tape.
Yeah, let's evacuate the Capitol building in the White House, but everything's fine.
Yeah, go about your lives. Everything's normal.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
Right. So anyways, we've got four fan filmmakers here. Let's talk about some fan films and everything. We got a fan filmmaking panel coming up tomorrow night. We're going to be showing Crazy Watto, Darth Vader. We're going to premiere Jedi Hunter, get the formula in there.
We'll also have Jeff Cioletti, Silent But Deadly.
Silent But Deadly will probably be showing that as well if he's brought a copy with him. Tony's going to be joining us on the panel to listen to people ask about how to make sabers glow.
Yeah.
And that should be interesting.
You press the button, right? And turn it off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've gotten that question quite a bit, though. How many people will email you asking where you got the real lightsaber from. So
you just email them back and say, well, why don't you come here to my door and let me smack the crap out of you, and then we'll talk.
The few people I've showed us to at work, they don't think it's anything special. They're just like, oh, well, you should turn the lightsaber on, right? I mean,
Lucasfilm is really good. They're not that good.
Yeah. Episode 1 pretty much proved that, didn't it?
Ooh.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Lisa don't like that joke.
I'm sorry. Fart jokes just from my students, maybe, but no, not from Lucas.
Kevin Smith?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a requirement.
Dick and fart jokes, bring it on.
Yeah. Oh, man. Anyways. Well, these guys are eating and everything, so if we talk at a slow pace and everything, and I'm about to get my chicken and ribs. I'm so excited for those. But as soon as I get that, then I'll probably be putting this on pause a little bit. So, Tony, what are we looking at for Sins of the Jedi release time?
We're hoping September. We've got a few CG shots that we're waiting on, and we're looping two characters' dialogue, and then basically the original score.
Wow.
A few minor tweaks here and there.
Who's doing your music?
A guy named Chris Wright, who just graduated from college in Asheville, North Carolina.
Is this his first fan film?
First fan film. He's done some other projects, student films and things like that, and he's extremely talented.
Excellent.
Unbelievably talented, and John Williams is his biggest influence.
Excellent. So we're going to be hearing a lot of probably familiar type music for Sins of Jedi. Is he using a full orchestra, or is he doing this electronically?
Part of it's going to be electronic, part of it is going to be an orchestra.
Excellent. So Broken Allegiance, starting that off, and it'd been a first, and now we're going to start seeing a lot more. I think Tidarium is also doing something like that.
Duality's redone before.
Duality's was redone before Broken Allegiance. Actually, the guy was looking to do some more fan films, if I remember right. I don't know.
Basically, I don't remember. When we were looking for the original music for Prelude, we wound up talking to Dennis Kunt, and that was the only time that we had a chance to talk to anybody about it. We sent out a feeler, and if that guy's still around, he hadn't contacted us, so he may have just kind of vanished off the face of the earth.
Oh, okay. I'm really excited to start hearing more original music. It was really the one thing that hadn't been expanded on in fan filmmaking.
I had to do that for Darth Vader Psychic Hotline because of the content requirements. I didn't do it for Jedi Hunter, although I there's parts of me that want to redo it because, you know, I use stock music that we have at the station. You know, we have a music library that I have access to, but if I were to release it commercially... Commercially, I need to redo the music on Jedi Hunter and drop a few gags. As you know, there's a few gags in there that I'll never get the clearance to use the music for.
Well, you know, there's always. Here's to hoping, you know. But
yeah.
I've seen Jedi Hunter already, just so you can understand where I'm coming from. But
yeah,
I really hope...
The people listening to this at home, other than Chris and Heather and one of the people in the cast, nobody's seen it yet.
I'm so lucky.
Eagle-eyed
dad. Yeah, there's people downloading it right now. Not now as in us talking. Now as in you downloading.
Down as in August 30th, 2000.
So if I hop in the TARDIS, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
Presuming the servers last that long.
Yes.
Presuming the servers last long enough for this show to get out for you to be downloading it.
When you're listening to
this. This will be hosted on DigitalLlama.com, actually. The Force.net isn't even good enough for the radio shows anymore right now.
Take your audio crap and take it away.
Yeah, it's just a bandwidth issue. It's, you know, it's nothing we can do about it. And what we've been doing is we've just been putting up the link on the Force.net, and it just links to my server.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, if it works, it works.
If it works, it works. And then Jeff Yankee is still putting the formula on one of his own servers, and then Os Gamers has a lot right now.
Should we talk about the hub here in a minute?
I want to get to the hub. Now, here's a question that's going to be, you're intending to be hosted by the Force.net, Tony.
Yes.
What is your plan for hosting?
I don't want to go on that one, but we're going to move our site onto a new server that is going to hopefully allow us a lot more bandwidth than what we have now. But right now, that's the only thing we can think of.
Yeah. Now, what about Australian gamers? Now, they turned down the formula because of our size. What are you looking at size-wise for your movie? Do you know?
We're breaking it up into 7 parts.
7? Wow. How long is the film estimated to be about?
It's going to be about 80 minutes.
So excellent. That is...
When I say Sins of the Jedi is going to be out in September, part 1 will be out in September.
Okay, part 1 will be out in September.
And that's 15 minutes long.
That's the closest anyone's come to feature length that I know
80
of.
80 minutes is feature length. Now, are you doing this as...
Oh, wait, okay, 80 minutes is a feature length, okay.
Are you doing sort of a Lord of the Rings thing where you film them all, or is this, you film this one's ready, and you're doing kind of
actually,
a pre-production
filmed,
on the next as you're going along?
We filmed the majority of the movie. We've got about 7 days estimated left to go to finish it up. We've done bits for every single part of the film.
Nice.
But
so you got kind of lucky with some of the sets.
A little lucky with some of the sets, yes.
Now, are you going to have bumpers at the end saying stay tuned for part two and everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, this could be the first real serial fan film now that Legacy's
done. And Stormtrooper Bob is done.
Stormtrooper Bob's audio, though.
You know, but it's still a serial, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we wanted to make it easy for people to download instead of things. Mm-hmm. So kept that in mind when writing it.
Right. Mm-hmm. That brings another topic to bring up. Did you know that Legacy is no longer being made?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, Kevin Blades. You know more about it than I do.
Yeah, Kevin's another one of us StarWarsWithAZ.com guys, and I was talking to T-Bone, Lou Tambone, a while back, or Tambone, always pronounce it wrong, and somebody had been posting, you know, is Kevin Blades dead? Because nobody's heard from him, and I wound up contacting Lou right before Kevin put up this message and basically said that it's too ambitious. The logistics of making episode two and making all the episodes afterwards was going to be a little too much. So he still has another Star Wars thing on the table. I can't really, I don't think he'd want me to share exactly what it is on here, but it looks like it's going to be pretty sweet.
And he did.
He hasn't left.
Cool, though.
All right, we're up again.
Niobe's here. We're up again.
Hey!
I'm sorry.
Edit. Cut.
Yeah.
Wow. Where were we when we... we were talking about Kevin Blades, or...
Is that where we were talking about Kevin?
No. Where was I?
We were talking about his plan, and how he's still in it, and I think that was when we died. Yeah, go back and check.
Rewind.
I have to switch discs again.
Of course, that would be lazy.
He's found that doing the serial was a little bit more ambitious than originally thought.
Yeah, and
has something else in the works.
Yeah, something else in the works that will... Let me put it this way. His talents are better directed on this work, given what I've seen from what he can do, and it's going to be... It'll be a sight to see when it comes through. So
awesome.
But when that'll be, I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
He couldn't tell you right now.
Is he already working on it? Is he just brainstorming?
I think it's in pre-production. It's like the brainstorming and conceptualizing phases, as far as I know. I haven't gotten very much in depth.
Well, that's cool.
But just enough to... I just wanted to make sure... Because everybody said, is he dead? And then I get the email from Lou saying, the news isn't good. It'll be up on the site later. And I'm like, what? Is he sick? Is he dead? Is somebody near him dead? And he's like, no, the project's dead. And I'm like, oh. So I'm sitting there going... I'm not sitting there going, oh, man, Legacy's dead. I'm like, he's not dead.
Yeah, because at first I got really concerned. I'm like, I hope that crack about Kevin Blades doesn't turn out to be true, because whoever made... Who started the thread?
I don't remember. I don't think it was a name I recognized.
Me neither.
I don't remember. Of course, we're sitting here with no computer, so we can't check.
Yeah, me...
Away from computers.
I am away. I'm in Atlanta. I have no access to the internet. Shoot me now.
Your room has access to the internet.
He has no computer with
it. I should have brought my laptop.
The TV has...
Yeah.
$9.95, 24 hours of access on the TV.
$10 to check the... My Hotmail, and
it's actually not bad. When I was in LA, it was like $8 for an hour at Kinko's.
Wow,
God,
yeah.
CopyWorks is 12 cents a minute.
Kinko's the copy place, you were at something close.
No, I was at Kinko's.
One more joke like that, mister, and you are grounded.
The thing is, it was a business expense. Tax write-off.
Yes, there you go.
Woohoo!
That's why I want to find some way, if I get wind up buying a FireWire drive, I want to be able to write it off as a school expense somehow. Like, I'm carrying around grades on it. You know, something like that.
Yeah, 80 gigabytes worth.
80 gigabytes worth of grades.
It's a big school.
There are colleges that don't need that much.
I've got movie graphs of all their grades plotted out for the course of the year.
There you go. It's like, it's a rotating profile.
IRS will buy it. IRS will totally buy it. Wow.
If Ashcroft can do what Ashcroft is doing, the IRS will buy anything. The government is screwed up right now.
The government's a bit busy concerned about other things, like my well-being and yours as well.
Yeah,
somebody's
like
selling a Osama bin Laden doll downstairs, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can you, like tear off its limb or something, or what?
No. They had Hitler and bin Laden side by side.
Oh.
You want to go to bed cuddling that every night?
Yeah.
Ew.
I love you, Adolf.
Shut up!
It's springtime for Hitler and Germany.
Wow, we're breaking out into song in the middle of a hotel.
Every single show has had a song
that
has...
This is Dragon Con, though. This is
that nobody would notice.
We have no mailbag.
Matter of fact, people would join in.
We have... Yeah, it's fame.
No, I'm serious. I mean, there was one year we were at the 86 Worldcon. We were next door, and I was. I know this is gonna sound a little. It's one of these stories. I mean, I was hanging out with Ray Bradbury, and Harlan Ellison and Ray Bradbury were singing songs and telling dirty stories and dirty limericks, and there was just this crowd hanging around them, you know, in the Atrium Molly, and it was just hysterical.
I always knew they were no good. You can't be that good and still be good.
Ray Bradbury is just a hoot to hang around.
There's a classic story about Harlan Ellison. He was at some party, and he walks up to, I think it was just some beautiful supermodel. I can't remember the name. Someone said it was like Barbara Bach or something. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
But he walks up to her.
We'll give it to you.
Yeah, and he goes, and he says, "What would you say to a little?" And she looks right down and goes, "I'd say, hello."
No, it's just a little bitty.
Just a blaster sound. Yeah.
No, it's just a well placed beep.
Yeah, one, two well placed beeps, and that joke will be totally.
No, wait. No, it's on your server now. Screw it. Do what you want.
Well, if I want the force on it to link to it.
Oh.
Considering I work for the TFN staff now.
But we said duck.
Yeah. You little
what?
Duck. What's a duck? Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. You can't
sorry,
see
I'm
it, but
I'm channeling Groucho. Yeah.
We got the Strike Squat guy here, so we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, the if you're channeling him, it's coming in a bit fuzzy, you know.
Sweetheart.
It's like anyways, it'll be fuzzy here in a second, pal.
I'm not in cell phone range.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Unfortunately. And I got him to snarf his drink.
I got to give you props for that
like
one.
Slap the host night.
When is it not slap the host night on Digital Llama Radio?
You of course, CC. Enough, you want to
oh,
say
yeah.
it, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So what else is going on in fan films right now? Jeez.
Let's see. Any new releases other than Jedi Hunter that we can think of?
Well, we got Sins of the Jedi starting in September. We've got Tidarium coming out soon. Prelude to Hope getting closer.
Yes, yeah, we're working on it. You're on the team now, sort of. So it will get done. Chris actually makes films. He doesn't just sit around screwing around. I don't know how that works.
I tell Devin to get off his butt and fix certain things by sending him emails.
And then he tells me what his ideas are, and I say, well, this is something that we cut, you know, a year ago because we wanted to make it shorter, and he says, put it back in.
Basically, so, I'm a pain-in-the-ass network executive.
And nobody listens to me, so they listen to him. And figure that crap out.
I'm grinning big.
And, of course, you know, I mean, it started off as a joke, but, I mean, we shot enough stuff over the last 2 years where there actually is going to be another Crazy Watto.
Yay!
Crazy Watto, Planetary Liquidator. We have stuff shot all over the United States and Japan for another Crazy Watto.
Nice.
It could be a Magrathea division.
So the first multinational fan film.
We got a multinational project going on.
Fan film. I said film.
This is not a film.
I was careful.
You got it.
How many countries are involved with Second Strike? Five?
Five different countries on three different continents.
Woohoo! Australia, America, and England.
We got Australia,
America,
England, Canada, and the Netherlands.
The Netherlands?
Or Holland. Yeah, so Netherlands.
No, that's the Netherlands.
Yeah. We got one guy, Ruben Vanderloon. I think he's our transport pilot.
You know what you need to do? You need to call up Lynn Sitar. You need to call him up. Because it was in Mexico. Call him up and get him to do, like, one line.
Do one quick line for me. Do a Stormtrooper scream and go, and we'll put you in there. We can say six countries.
Let him do a Wilhelm.
Yeah. Hermes Barreto III. That's his name.
There you go.
We'll get him to... That's what I was told. Or Brazil.
Yeah, I remember that now.
Wow. My apologies to Hermes.
Yeah.
We've been talking about new releases. Have you, I know that you've been playing a couple bits from Sins of the Jedi down at the 501st booth.
Yeah, I put together a highlight reel. It was really a quick job. I did it from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. on Wednesday night, so I could be ready at 8 a.m. Thursday morning to come here. But, yeah, I wanted to put something together for the 501st guys since, like, 30 of them showed up for our last round of shooting, and I wanted them to be able to see what they had done and things like that. So
awesome.
We recorded distorted,
you're getting, you
metal
know,
techno version of the Imperial March to put on it too.
Nice. Yeah. Now you do know
you're using the wave mix they had on that game, or you getting
your own
version?
Actually, we did it.
Nice.
We recorded it ourselves.
To give a plug to him,
I played
since,
the guitar.
Since the people listening to this may not have seen this, it looks phenomenal.
Yes,
it really
looks
good.
It looks very cool.
The trailers look really nice. Huh? Thank you. I'm not too fond of the first trailer, but
we've talked about this on DLR. We've talked about this. But I will say, you're getting more press than any other Phantom right now, considering you're right across from the dealer's room.
Yeah.
Just right there playing at the video, you got all these Stormtroopers. Of course people are going to come over and look. So, if you want to put a copy of the formula on there.
A lot of people stop and watch, which is cool. I mean, but it's not every day you get to see Stormtroopers being blown through the air, so.
Yeah. How do I get a sense of the Jedi cap?
Our producer kind of had those made up last year before we headed to Dragon Con as a gift to everybody. Kind of surprised us with it.
It looks really nice, and that's...
We're going to have to make some more because everybody's...
I remember y'all had that giant banner hanging up in the Menace of Horse track.
Yeah, meant to bring that, but slipped from my mind. That was also a great shout.
Stuff like that happens all the time. Trust me, I know there's stuff we forgot.
I mean, just the fact that of that, people wearing the hats around the 501st, everyone, I mean, that's the film that they know.
Yeah.
I mean, when it hits part one come September, I mean, it's going to be big.
Actually, one of the other things we did for the 501st is when they came into town, we had arranged a screening of Attack of the Clones and then our rough cut.
Wow.
Nice. At a local theater, so...
Well, that's one thing I think people start needing to do in a whole lot more, because even Steve Sansford mentioned this to me out in San Diego, is the marketing. Because, I mean, you've seen what I've done with Darth Vader, you know, with all the buttons. And
I've been in awe. He's got flyers, really nice-looking flyers, really nice-looking buttons. I come down here with, like, really totally unprepared with just a bunch of CDs with it, the movie on it that I'm drawing on with Sharpie, you know, and...
Because I'll tell you, I mean, people love the buttons. I mean, even Sansford was like, gimme, gimme, gimme.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's really easy to do. I mean, I'm sure that...
Oh, yeah, especially. I mean, I don't know what it's, you know, prices like in different cities, but, I mean, I found a guy at Knoxville that rents me the equipment and sells me the supplies. Total charge for 200 buttons, $42.
Wow.
You know, heck yes.
I say that a lot.
That's really...
It's a Knoxville thing, but it's a good deal.
Oh, yeah.
I can't
send their materials to John.
Yeah. Here's one.
Yes. Pre-made PDF files, please. Or
are you offering?
I'll clarify this. I will consider it.
Consider this. I'll get it to you on Monday.
Okay. Oh, man.
Cherry Coke.
Depends on my schedule.
Depends on your schedule. Yeah, you'll get it. No. Okay.
No. It's just, you know, my real job is, you know, I work at television, so we're going into the fall launch season right now, so I'm getting ready to get real busy.
Just work the deadline so I can work the prelude ones. Set it, miss it, set it, and you just give up. The deadlines are great like that.
What was the original deadline for Prelude to Hope?
We were originally going to have it out, the first generation shooting before we went back and did a lot of reshoots. Yeah, it was going to come out the day of Phantom Menace.
Whoa!
That was the original intention.
But this was
before I did very many rewrites at all on it. Like, this was the old stuff. Have you seen any of the really old footage?
No, I haven't seen any old footage.
It's a slightly different costume. Lux is very, very, very much less stylized. But all the original tests were from that footage. And if I'm remembering right, that was the footage, or that and a little bit of new stuff was what was going to be used to create one for May 19th, 99. But we decided, no, it wasn't up to par, so we're going to fix it. And we've been fixing it ever since with periodic bouts of Devin, you know, going into the Marines and everything. Which kind of slowed things down.
Yeah, goddamn the U.S. military, you know.
The Afghanis are saying, it's yellow bombs, it's yellow packets of food. I want to know who thought that one up. I'm sorry. I mean, that's got to be one of the guys behind, like, the Smurfs or something. He goes, oh, lucky colors.
Oh, God, no.
Great.
You probably have to edit this, but did you see that thread the other day about where does blue milk come from?
Oh, God, no.
Somebody posted Smurfette.
Oh, my God.
Aunt Bruce got her locked up in the kitchen.
That's the next fan film after Sins of the Jedi. That's your point.
Darth Smurf.
And Chris is over there going, please let it be Niobe. Please let it be on Niobe.
Okay. Now it's definitely edited.
Yeah, now it's being edited. I just crossed the line.
I'm going to edit Nathan here in a second. I'm going to edit him right out of the hotel.
Oh.
Yeah, so with no larynx or something. You know, after the end, it's like, oh, after an interesting conversation at dinner.
Yeah. No, no, no. You just put one on this saying, you know, due to some violent content, so in case you ever have to hit me.
Due to feline complications.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Sorry. No, it's Austin Powers.
Oh, yes. Didn't you say your dinner's at 8?
Yeah, dinner's at 8.
What time
is
it? It's 5 till.
Six till.
Well, right. I think this is safe to say that Tony's going to be leaving us, but thank you very much for being on the show today.
Right. Yes. Great seeing you.
Great seeing you. Kids, I don't see you. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, too.
And I'll give you my room number pretty soon if you want to drop off that blade later on.
Yeah, he doesn't care about seeing you. He wants the blade.
Well,
yeah.
No, I'm going to see him over the weekend. That's a guarantee.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm going to be in Dunwoody pretty much all weekend.
Ah, gotcha.
How much is my drink? Anybody know?
$20.
Yeah.
I'll take care of it. Don't
20 or 40 or...
Ah, I show anything else.
My drink.
Okay. If you're doing a one check, I'll just tell you about how much it is.
Okay.
Sure. Whatever you, however you want it.
You're a Jedi, Tony. It's you don't need.
Yes.
You don't
need to take my money.
And then he can start doing the crazy Watto thing over here.
No, but I'm not the voice. That's Sandy.
Oh.
I can do a fair Watto, but I'm not Watto.
He can say,
I tell you, man. If Sandy was here, Sean O'Rourke, kind of act as an artist, does incredible Watto.
Is he here?
No. He didn't make it this year. But he also does a great Arnold Schwarzenegger. And
when we were filming on our set, he was doing Jar Jar as portrayed by Arnold Schwarzenegger. And it was priceless. And someone forgot to turn the microphone on. And all I've got is the video of it.
Oh, no.
I was so going to put that in the blooper reel, but very disappointed.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Speak, okay?
I mean, everybody's just crying and laughing so hard whenever he does it.
But he's not here, so.
I didn't know how you wanted to do it. Yeah, just split it three ways. I'll put his on mine. Don't worry about it. How much is his?
150 plus tax.
Okay. All right, just stick his on mine.
Okay.
I had to
All right, guys. I'll see y'all soon.
See you around, Tony. I think that we will take this opportunity to stop for right now because I'm sure I'm going to be recording more as we meet more celebrities and stuff like that over the weekend.
And you want to do some recording tomorrow night when we're in the panel?
Yeah, we're at the panel. We'll record people.
Live
and
the premiere of Jedi Hunter.
Yes. And we'll be getting some video, too. I'm sure you'll have some video to download. But for right now, for myself, Nathan Butler, and John Hudgens, and Tony Colucci leaving the site.
He was going that way.
He was going that way. You can't see which way we're pointing. It's radio. But, you know, we'll be hearing from us very soon. I'm Babbitt DLR. Thanks. Good night.